Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
I'm so horny right now. It's crazy.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I have a question for you guys.
We're in? We're doing it now? What's the question? Start the question.
Yeah, it's a very important question.
Go.
All right. It's a scenario. Someone's got a gun.
In this room?
I beat myself.
No. In on you and a TV crew. You're on national TV. Everyone's watching.
Holy crap.
They say...
Is that Alec Baldwin?
They say...
Hold on. That's a joke.
They say, you need to get hard. You have 30 seconds to get hard.
Nah,
get hard right
Zero.
Now.
Zero.
What are you doing? You have No, they say you
I
can...
I could barely get bricked up in Amsterdam when girls like, take your cock out. I was like, oh, this is too much.
Well, that's not really hot. Well, I'm saying you have access. You can make anything, any reality you want. What's your immediate go-to? You're like...
To get hard?
Yeah, and they also, your whole family, they also have guns on them. So you have to get hard.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's good. You know what I'm doing? I'm legit... Who am I calling? I'm calling Riley Reed immediately. How much time do I have?
30 seconds.
No. You have 5 minutes.
Can I just beam someone there if we're rowdy?
And also, because this is on national TV, everyone's watching. The stakes are really high. Everyone in the world is super on board and wants you to get hard. So everyone's willing to help.
So I can phone a friend.
Yeah, you can phone a friend. Everyone wants you to get hard.
So right I'm calling my cousin. I'm legit, like for real, I'm not joking. My immediate impulse when you said that is I'm beaming Riley Reed in. I'm turning my back to everyone. Because I need to block out that everyone's watching, and I'm respectfully requesting that she gets on her knees, and I'm going to respectfully ask that she put some baby oil on both of her hands. Yeah, that's right, both. And doing the two-hand rub while she's looking up at me with those beautiful eyes and saying really bad things to me. I think that's the quickest I can come. And if she's wearing all goth stuff, like ripped fucking fishnets and like Converse and like dark eyeliner and yeah, maybe chanting some demonic plague.
Fair.
I think you've thought of this before.
Nope.
Yeah, see, what I'm doing is I'm going like this and I'm dropping four red velvet curtains around me with a bed. Warm candle lighting, all right? So I can't see the film crew. It's like one side of glass.
Oh,
they
man.
Can see
this
me, but I can't.
All right.
What?
This seems like cheating.
Well, I mean, they still have cameras overhead. They're still watching.
Okay.
But Trevor doesn't know that they have cameras overhead, so he doesn't
one
know
side
he's on
of glass.
Camera.
Yeah, but okay, fine. You know, it's you. Maybe I'm upset.
Oh,
that
yeah,
I
wasn't pointing plot holes in your story. Two hands for what?
One for
she
my.
Jerking off
one
the fucking
for my
sound
ass.
Guy. Get that fucking boom on my ass.
One for my ass and one for my cock. Didn't think about that, did you?
Oh, really? She hit the old bop it?
Oh, sir. 100%. This,
what do you
this
mean to
in my ass, and then one this, and she's looking at me like...
With that hand range is crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's looking at me and says, you can do it, daddy. Come on. Oh, my God. Oh, come on. There we go. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, dude, when they got the pinky up, dog, that shit's the most disrespectful shit in the world.
Of course. Literally.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm going red velvet curtains. They can see through, but we can't see out. Oh, we can see out. It doesn't really matter. Just give me a bed with some silk sheets, red sheets, a little bit of candle lighting, Pawn Stars in the background. No. And then,
so you need romance, huh?
I'm getting there.
Sorry.
I said Pawn Stars. You thought of romance? And then, you know, there was a nice lady who came to my birthday, and she's been a guest. She's an awesome woman. I believe the
Hannah Burner?
Hold up. Give me that backhand. No, this lady, I believe, goes by her internet alias, Angela White. And, you know.
Because she wants that white. Come.
C-U-M. And then I think I'm really roll around, tussle. And then do something about just like fucking like the rolling around aspect, that little foreplay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
gives me break the hardest. Yeah. Like I've had a girl go straight for head and I'm laying on my back. I go, I can't really get that hard for head off top.
You can't get hard off top.
Off top. Off top. But if you're laying down and a girl starts sucking your dick, are you playing?
Dude, here's the thing. Besides Amsterdam, generally, when I'm in that moment or I'm even entering the moment, I'm pretty hard already.
I honestly think I get harder off the foreplay on that. Or if I'm standing, if I'm getting dome,
I gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Yeah.
The blood flow. It's.
I like my fucking standing up, and then I put my leg on the bed, so I got fucking. Fuck! I'm horny.
Here we go.
Back.
Yep.
3 days. Take that whoop staff off, bitch. Time to jerk off.
Yeah, we should let the listeners know, if you listen to Wednesday's episode, how long has it been since
3 days?
Said for
right now, it's been three.
Yeah.
But when this episode came out, I'm already cummed.
Yeah, you got to get head standing up. I just feel like my body proportions myself. The blood distribution's the most level.
Yeah.
Because why are you fighting uphill gravity?
You're literally walking uphill when you don't have to.
Yeah.
If I'm standing up, I'm ice skating down a goddamn mountain.
Yeah, standing up, it just feels like the diving board comes out.
I'm so horny right now. It's crazy.
Why are you looking at me like that? So that's what I'm doing.
All right, good answers.
I think that's a good answer.
That, or honestly, I just fucking, dude, you give me a nice Reddit thread and a little bit of fucking lube, maybe even the old fleshy. I haven't beat it up in a fleshlight in a while. Saying you beat up a fleshlight, it's hilarious. It can't move. It's a fleshlight. You can't beat up a fleshlight.
Yeah, you can.
My friend put a hole in the side of a fleshlight.
That's not even real.
I swear.
But the
one without the shell.
You playing the flute.
but
without
the
shell.
Yeah, he bought it on like Amazon. And he went through the side of it. The tube sleeve part, okay. No shell, without the shell.
I got it.
So just the...
It's pretty hard though. Bro, pretty thick.
When you down bad, you have 14 mojitos.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what he told me. I didn't question it. I didn't ask. Let me see it. He said he threw it away immediately.
Dog, I've been drinking mojitos recently.
They're great.
Dude, you know what? I've been having a gin mojito like a fucking slut.
I had one of those I had a Hendrix mojito in Miami.
Yeah. Dude, they're so good.
It's just
about that mint.
Yeah.
Mint Mobile?
What I think is nice about the mint is it doesn't make it seem as acidic as just like a Moscow Mule.
Yeah, the Moscow Mules be beating that fucking acid up in your stomach.
Same.
But you have a nice little fucking...
mint.
Ah, damn. Golly. I always think that I have it in my teeth when I'm on a date, though. Sometimes gotta go to the bathroom. When I'm on a date, if I get leaves. Like a mint mojito, I feel like I got the mint, the leaves stuck in
there. How do you feel
it.
If you're on a date and you order a drink, or you just stick to your gin and... Like you use your 1-2 combo, like gin and blank, gin and soda? Or do you ever like look at the menu and be like, oh, that sounds cool?
I always go into looking at the menu with an open mind.
Okay.
I always go, I'm going to get something cool. And then I look, and then everything's crazy.
Yeah.
Everything's crazy. There's like fucking cacao and shit. What's happening?
I like that.
Then you light some fire. What's happening?
I don't know. It had like carrot juice and like turmeric in it, and with like some spiced cayenne. It's phenomenal. With
that sounds good.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anyone this. Speaking of going on dates with drinks, sometimes I'll be taking... girls to the same place, and when I say sometimes, I mean literally probably the same place.
Where is it? We'll
bleep
it.
We'll
bleep it. Where do you go?
We're gonna bleep it.
You can cover your mouth so people can't read it. That's the spot.
It's the spot.
That's the spot. Everybody I've talked to is like, that's a spot.
It's a spot. It's very low key. It's not too crazy.
Also, might I add, and make sure to bleep that for sure. That's where Wet Wet worked.
Uh huh. When I first went back there with a date, I actually hoped that she was working.
Of course.
Yeah.
So
I go
dates, drinks.
Yeah, so I'm not sitting. Probably the last like 5 dates I've been on, I went there. So when I first went in there, there's a guy bartender that actually listens to this podcast. Super nice guy.
Hello, sir.
Right? So that was kind of cool. Like, like the whole like, oh, Michael, like the whole, you know, oh, it looks cool in front of her type thing, right?
Of course, yeah.
So the next time I went there, he was working. It went over to a different woman. He was working and this other guy working. And the other guy came up to me and he knew me from New York. We played basketball like one time. We have a mutual friend.
Oh, that sucks. At first he's like, yo, Michael. You're like, here we go.
I know.
I know. I know what I'm saying, man. Algorithm go crazy. Yo, we know each other. What? Stick to the script, man.
Yeah. You know what to do. Yeah. So my point is, and then the next time I went there, that bartender that knew me from the podcast and the other bartender that knew me from the basketball was there again. So now we all know what's happening. All of these are different women.
Of course.
So now we're all playing this weird. He goes, oh, so he, you know.
Same as usual? And she's like, what?
That's what I'm so scared of. And also.
No, they know. Waiters know. I went to a place recently. It was like the new, kind of the new spot. Yeah, and like, yeah. WeHo, everyone was telling me to go. And my dad was in the bathroom. And then I was talking to this girl. She was a manager. Super cool. And I was like, how often? Because there was a group of like really annoying people that was there. And she goes, this guy's fucking here every week. And I was like, do you see like repeat people like all the time on different days? She's like, once a week, there's a guy that'll like come in. New date, new date, new date. Probably you. But she was feeling me. So like, I think they're keen to in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I think maybe somewhere else, they might be like little like, oh, wait, oh, fuck, my bad. But like, I think this city, people are like, well.
It's also like they understand, not even like, oh, this guy's a slut, but also they understand it's just, we're just like dating. Like, this is like sort of what you do. But my fear is, generally, we all know, well, you have a pretty similar type too, but I have a very similar type. So my fear is that they look enough similar in like the darkness that these one of these bartenders are going to fuck up one time.
Think that they've met that the woman before.
Yeah. Oh, and I see you again. She'd be like, oh, we never. And he'd be like, oh, and then I'm going to be fucked. Also, would I be fucked?
No.
It's not like I'm. It's not like my girlfriend's coming in that I'm dating someone else. It's like we're all going on dates.
Yeah. And you could save it and just be like, you know, if this happens all the time, I go on other dates. All the women I date look a little bit like my mom. It's fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine. You get it. You get it.
Now let me breastfeed again. Anyways, what can I get you?
If you want to hear the rest of that insane, wild episode, you got to sign up for the Patreon or
Stiff Socks Plus, and that's just exclusively through Apple. Like you listen to the other podcasts, you go on there, you tap add extra $4.99 a month, and you get unlimited free freaking Friday episodes.
Every Friday, dropping 4 episodes a month,
ad free. But there's also no shame in going on over to Patreon, where you can also watch the exclusive episode and video and get access to the Discord. You still get the same episode, but look. We got some Apple people up in the chat. It's easy. Ba-bam. Double click. Face scan.
So go
Baba on. Booey.
Hey! So go on patreon.com/StiffSocksPod or sign up on Stiff Socks Plus on Apple Podcasts.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business. We're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,